Kazi Scobier, Jimmy
good
Cockrell.
Good stuff to boring stuff.
No, it's not boring. We're good. We love having you on here to keep us up to date on what's happening in the city of Kosciuszko. I mean, sometimes it's not boring. Like last time, you had a pretty big announcement.
Yeah.
On here, so sometimes,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, we're back to business now for a while.
You never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Live radio, but we did have an alderman meeting last night. And, hey, this one's always good. Got a new employee.
Yeah, another Curtis Pope.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, we've had lots of Popes, but this is what I call him, young Curtis Pope or junior Curtis Pope. But if you remember Curtis Pope, the police officer investigator, now works for the district attorney's office. This is his son, Curtis, so we're glad to have him. All the Popes we've had have been good employees, and we expect nothing less out of Curtis.
And sticking with the fire department, another one of our guys that comes on here every now and then, he got promoted at the fire department.
Yeah, Justin Cuellar. We've had a vacancy in the lieutenant position for a while from somebody moving off, and so Justin will be promoted to a lieutenant effective this coming Friday, as well as Curtis starts this coming Friday. So, proud for Justin, and he's been with us, I think Chief said last night, about 10 years. Glad for him and proud of him.
Been doing it a long time. And next, we, not necessarily a new employee, he's been working, but you're moving from part-time to full-time.
Right. So we got a little, well, not a little, we got way behind with solid waste, and the board was kind enough to let us hire three people to work until October 1st. And two of them are students, and they are hopefully going back to school at some point. One of them's probably going to leave here pretty quick, but Willie Roby came and really was looking for full-time work, and Willie's been good, so we're going to go ahead and promote him to a full-time position from a part-time position effective Friday as well. So glad to have him. He's done a real good job so far, and hope he keeps it up.
And next, got approval of airport bids, and I believe you're excited about this one.
Yeah, because it's 100% money.
Yeah.
Anytime you don't have to match something, that's really good. And this is a lot of money. It's $700,000+. And what it's for, we're getting a new fuel system out there where you have a credit card when you come in. And, you know, and I see stuff, and you probably hear stuff, well, nobody uses that airport. Well, that's not true. You could ask Brent. We get a lot of calls. If they may just stop and get fuel. You know, you have to have that for those things. And so we're getting a new fuel system. The old tanks out there are old and antiquated and just an old regular old pump, and somebody has to be there to take money. So we'll replace all that. And then also in this money completes the fence for the airport. So the airport will be completely fenced in with a game fence. It doesn't mean deer won't get out there, but we hope we can keep most of them out.
Yeah, so deer can jump pretty high. So.
Yeah, so, you know, the other sides work pretty good because they get in there, they can't figure out how to get out. So so all that will get started hopefully pretty soon. We'll get those bids back to Christian this morning to get the contracts signed up and underway. So that is, and it is good, and that money's coming through part of the CARES Act. So it's coming at a good time because we almost, and some just, you know, like I said last night, the good Lord protects us when we don't know to protect ourselves. We almost borrowed money to put this fuel system in, and now we're getting it.
Not getting it back.
Well, it's not free because it is tax money, but it's not local money. So we're glad to get that. And I know it's local in a way, so I'll get criticized for that. But we pay federal taxes too. But what I mean is the city and the county are not putting anything in. So.
Yep. And next, I think we had an equipment repair, bulldozer.
Yeah, the right? Dozer. We don't have to have a dozer a lot, but at the landfill, we have to have it weekly. And it gets a lot of use out there, and we bought it used, so the undercarriage is out of it. So we approved a bid last night of about a $16,000 repair to repair the undercarriage of the dozer that stays at the landfill, but we do use it in other places as well.
And next, something fun. This is always a very popular event the Junior Auxiliary puts on, but this year it kind of has to look a little different.
Yeah, COVID is really messing everything. When you start messing up a Mickey Mouse event or Cinderella or Elsa or whatever other characters they have at their character breakfast, to do it in a parking lot. But I'm proud of JA for just coming up with a way to continue to do it anyway. So they're going to have it in the Renaissance parking lot. I believe it's September the 12th. And it'll be spaced out. I think they've got a lot of safety precautions in place, and it'll be a safe event, and your children will be able to enjoy it. So we gave them, quote, permission last night to use that parking lot on September 12th.
And that'll be breakfast to go.
Breakfast to go is what I've been told. So Megan Griffin's the one I've been talking to, and she said they'd get a pancake breakfast to go.
Yeah,
so
that character breakfast, always great. We get a lot of pictures sent to us from that.
They love
seeing
good time.
Seeing the kids dressed up and taking pictures with their favorite cartoon and Disney characters. But that was it. I know later in the night y'all had a budget work session.
Right. So I hope we finished. And we didn't get to say it during the meeting, but we'll have a public hearing on the budget August 18th meeting. We'll have that before the meeting, like we do public hearings for unclean properties. So we set that before we left and get that underway and get the 2020-2021 budget started.
Yeah.
So we'll have a few, no tax increase. I can tell you that now, no tax increase. There will be some increases in sewer fees. We had a little increase in some cemetery spaces, not opening and closings of the cemetery space when you have a burial, but the space itself will go up. That'll be effective January 1. The sewer increases will be effective October 1st.
And also the stuff from the governor yesterday about wearing masks and all of that here. What does that mean for y'all? Does the city have to implement anything, or what does that do for us here in Kosciuszko?
Well, I haven't seen the order. I just heard what he said yesterday. So I'm personally waiting to see the order. But if I understood what he said, it's a statewide mask mandate. So Tyler County got put under one a couple of months ago for a couple of weeks, and this is what this will be. So if I understood it yesterday, it says public gatherings. So that'd be retail, any kind of thing. But the biggest thing I got out of yesterday was Dr. Dobbs encouraging us all to stay home as much as possible. Don't have cookouts with big groups. You can cook with your family, you know, but don't have big cookouts and big gatherings and try to slow it down. And I tell you, I think Itala County's done a pretty good job since we had that big surge early. We had ours early. We have some neighboring counties that were way behind us that caught up and passed us in cases. So we've done a pretty good job. And listen, if I've learned anything through this, I know a mask is controversial. No, you got one call that says Breck's not wearing a mask, and the next call would be Breck saying Jimmy don't make me wear a mask. So it's two-sided, but we just ask you to be considerate, suffer through this for another couple of weeks, hopefully, and we get this thing slowed down and get these kids back to school and try to have some normalcy again pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly. I know all parents want to get the kids back into the classroom. But
one other thing, Breck, too, I was going to mention, you know, Dr. Dobbs issued that statewide isolation order that if you have the virus, you are ordered to stay isolated,
stay
quarantined,
home.
Or to stay home. And those fines can be pretty severe if you are caught out. And the police get an address list daily of where a case it comes from.
Yeah, so they know who has it.
You could know who has it. So just please be careful. And that's the biggest thing that we've seen is people just not taking it serious and being out and about with the virus. And we don't need to do that at all.
And hey, if you didn't hear about that, Chris Davis has a report coming up in about 5 minutes here at the top of the hour in our Breezy News Now newscast. But Mayor, that's all I had, unless there's anything else you had this morning.
I think that's it. Thank you for letting me be here.
All right. Thank you, Mayor.